This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush says he'll veto legislation to give working mothers time off when a baby is born. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, when George Bush campaigned for a kinder and gentler nation in 1988, he said no woman should lose her job if she takes time off when a baby is born. Now, Congress is sending the president a bill to guarantee just that. Surprise! President Bush says he'll veto the bill. The president should stop listening to his veto-happy advisors and start listening to real working parents struggling to meet their responsibilities to their jobs and their families. We're the only industrial nation in the world, apart from South Africa, with no family leave requirement. Working mothers deserve reasonable time off when a child is born. They don't deserve to lose their jobs because of it. Veto family leave? No way, Al. President Bush might as well veto motherhood.
Motherhood? Now all we need is the apple pie, eh, Ted? But this one is really a pie in the face. The president's promised veto has nothing at all to do with keeping mothers from tending their children. This isn't pregnancy leave. It's the so-called parental leave legislation, and it would only affect 5% of U.S. employers and 45% of employees. So what about the rest of them? Must not Congress consider their rights, too? Giving workers 3 months off a year, that's like a three-a-day weekend all year long. And don't be shy here, Ted. Tell the truth that this bill discriminates in favor of federal employees who can get as much as 26 weeks of unpaid leave a year. Ted, the president is all out for giving mothers a reasonable time off with their newborns. They deserve that. So why don't you get to work on a bill the president supports, one that doesn't turn a lunch break into a sabbatical leave? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I face off next on a report that America's teens have never been in worse mental or physical health. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.